Okay, thank you very much, Melinda, for that warm introduction. we're going to talk about GMO and diseases, what do we know, and a little bit about the ecology of ecotoxicology. What I'm going to be able to tell you this morning is really only the tip of the iceberg in terms of the information that we have available and in a global sense in terms of what's going on in the way of pesticides and GMOs. And this talk really is also about context. One of the things that we need to understand about data in an uncertain world, and it's always going to be uncertain, is do the data that we have, are they consistent with each other? Are the conclusions that we're coming to reasonable, how does everything fit together? And that's really what this talk is about. How does all of this fit together, and how does GMO interface with the other pesticides and other things in our environment? Now, the header there today is the tip of the iceberg. Things aren't always what they seem. It's very much analogous to the old story about old Joe Green, who was in his annual physical, just finishing up, and the doc said, "Joe," he said, "you're fit as a fiddle. Anything else I can do for you?" And Joe said, "Well, doc," he said, "I've got a problem. My wife, she's getting hard of hearing, and I don't know how to deal with it. I want to find out how bad it is, but I don't want to embarrass her by asking her about it. Have you got any ideas?" And the doc said, "Well," he said, "why don't you just find a situation where she's not looking at you, and you say something to her, and if she doesn't respond, you just get a little closer, and you keep doing that until she finally responds." And Joe says, "Doc, that's a great idea. I'm going to try it out right away." So he gets home, and he opens up the door, and he looks inside, and she can't see her anywhere. He calls out, "Hello, dear, I'm home. What's for dinner?" "Nothing." So he goes through the house. He finally gets to the kitchen door, and there she is on the other side of the room looking out the window and peeling potatoes, getting supper ready. And he says, "Hello, dear, I'm home. What's for dinner?" "Nothing." So he goes halfway across the kitchen floor, repeats that, still nothing. Finally, he walks right up behind her and he says, "Hello, dear, I'm home. What's for dinner?" And she says, "Well, my goodness, Joe, I've told you 3 times already."